This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of August 2024. Essence, sweet children, you now have to return home, and you must therefore make effort to remember the Father in order to reform your character. Question. What is it that puts you to sleep on the path of ignorance? What damage has been caused by that? Answer. Saying that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years is something that puts everyone to sleep in the sleep of ignorance. And it is through this that they have lost the eye of knowledge. They consider the home to be very far away. They have it in their intellects that they have to play their parts of happiness and sorrow here for hundreds of thousands of years. Therefore, they do not make effort to become pure. You children know that the home is now very close. We now have to make effort to become Karmateet. Om Shanti. The Father has now reminded you, sweetest children, of your home. Although people on the path of devotion also remember the home, they don't know anything about how or when they go there. By saying that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years, they have forgotten their home. They believe that they will still play their parts here for hundreds of thousands of years, and so they have forgotten the home. The Father now reminds you, children, your home is very close. You are now to go to your home. I have come because you children invited me. Will you come back with me? This is something so easy. On the path of devotion, they don't know when they will go to the land of liberation. Liberation is called the home. Because of saying that it is hundreds of thousands of years, they have forgotten everything. They have forgotten the Father and also the home. A lot of difference is caused by saying that it is hundreds of thousands of years. It is as though they have fallen asleep in the sleep of ignorance. No one understands anything. On the path of devotion, they show the home to be very far away. The Father says, wonderful, you now have to go to the land of liberation. It isn't that you perform devotion for hundreds of thousands of years. You don't even know when devotion began. There is no need to make a calculation of hundreds of thousands of years. People forget the Father and the home. This is also fixed in the drama, but they have needlessly made it so distant. The Father now says, children, your home is very close. I have now come to take you back. You have to go back home. However, you definitely do have to become pure. You have been bathing in the Ganges, etc., but none of you became pure. If you had become pure, you would have gone home. However, you don't know about the home and you don't know about purity. People have been performing devotion for half a cycle, so they can't stop doing it. The Father now says, devotion is coming to an end. There continues to be limitless sorrow in devotion. It isn't that you children have seen sorrow for hundreds of thousands of years. There is no question of hundreds of thousands of years. You experienced real sorrow in the Iron Age, when you became dirtied by many vices. Previously, when you were in the Rajo stage, you had some understanding, but you have now become completely senseless. You children are now told, if you want to go to the land of happiness, become pure, have remembrance, and remove the burden of sins of many births that are on your head. You will become very happy by having remembrance. Remember the Father who sends you to the land of happiness for half a cycle. The Father says you have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore become pure and reform your characters. Vices are called evil spirits. The evil spirit of greed is no less. That evil spirit is very impure. It makes people completely dirty. Even greed makes you commit a lot of sin. The five vices are very strong evil spirits. You have to renounce all of them. It is just as difficult to renounce greed as it is to renounce lust. Even to renounce attachment becomes just as difficult as it is to renounce lust. They just can't renounce it. The Father has been telling you this all your lives, but even then, the strings of attachment remain connected. Even anger is renounced with great difficulty. People say, I feel angry with the children. They mention the word anger. No evil spirit should come. You have to become victorious over them. The Father says, continue to make effort for as long as I am here. How many years will the Father remain here? The Father has been sitting here and explaining for so many years. He has given a good amount of time. It is very easy to know the world cycle. All of this knowledge enters your intellects in 7 days, but it takes time for the sins of many births to be cut away. This is the difficulty. Baba gives you time for this. There is a lot of opposition from Maya, for she makes you completely forget. While sitting here, you are not sitting in remembrance all of the time. Your intellects wander in many directions. This is why you have to give time to making effort and reach your Karmateet stage. This study is very easy. A sensible child would understand in 7 days all the knowledge of how this cycle of 84 turns. However, effort is required to become pure. There is so much upheaval because of this. People understand that this is right, and that they used to cause defamation by saying that the Brahma Kumaris made everyone into brothers and sisters. However, this is absolutely right. How can we remain pure unless we become the children of Prajapita Brahma? How can we change into those with civil eyes from being those with criminal eyes? This is a very good method. We are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and so we are brothers and sisters. You receive a lot of help through this in making your eyes civil. There is also the task of Brahma. The deity religion is established through Brahma. That is, human beings are changed into deities. The Father comes at this most auspicious confluence age. So you have to make so much effort in order to explain this. Centres are opened in order to give the Father's introduction. You have to claim the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. God is incorporeal, whereas Sri Krishna is a bodily being. He cannot be called God. People say that God will come and give the fruit of devotion, but they don't have the introduction of God. You explain so much, and yet people don't understand. Bodily beings definitely take rebirth. The inheritance cannot be received from them. Souls receive this inheritance from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Human beings cannot grant liberation in life to human beings. You children are making effort to claim this inheritance. You had been wandering around so much in order to meet that Father. Previously you used to worship Shiva alone, and you didn't go to anyone else at all. That was unadulterated devotion. There weren't as many temples, etc., to anyone else. Now there are so many images, and people build so many temples, etc. You have to make so much effort on the path of devotion. You know that there is no path to liberation or salvation in the scriptures. Only the One Father shows you that. They continue to build so many temples on the path of devotion. In fact, temples are only built to those deities who resided in the Golden Age. There aren't temples built to other human beings because they are impure. Impure human beings worship the pure deity idols. Although they too were human beings, they had divine virtues. Those who don't have divine virtues worship them. You were worthy of worship yourselves, and you then became worshippers. To worship human beings means to worship the five elements. The bodies are made of the five elements. You children now have to go back to the land of liberation. You performed so much devotion for that. I will now take you back with me, and you will then go to the Golden Age. The Father has come to take you from the impure world to the pure world. There are two pure lands, liberation and liberation in life. The Father says, "Sweetest children, I come at the confluence age of every cycle. You receive so much sorrow on the path of devotion." There is also the song, "We went around in all four directions and yet remained distant from you." From whom did we remain distant? From the Father. In order to find the Father, you went around for birth after birth. Nevertheless, you remained distant from the Father. This is why people call out, "O Purifier, come, come and make us pure." No one except the Father can make you like that. So this is a drama of 5,000 years. You are all making effort, according to the drama, exactly as you did in the previous cycle. The kingdom is being established according to that. Not everyone will study to the same extent. This is a school. This is the study of Raja Yoga. Those who belong to the deity religion will emerge. The population of the incorporeal world will also be accurate. It won't be any more or any less. There is an exact number of actors in a play, but people cannot understand this. However many there are, that number is accurate, and they will come and play their parts. You will go to the new world, and all the rest will go back there, to the home. If any of you want to count them now, you can do so. the Father is now telling you very deep points. There is so much difference between the explanations that were given at the beginning and the explanations being given now. Studying takes time. No one can become an ICS straight away. Studying takes place number-wise. The Father makes everything so easy and explains to you so that it can easily sit in people's intellects. Day by day, he continues to explain new points. The Father now says, "You called out to me, the Purifier Father, to come. I have come. Therefore become pure. Consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone, and you will become Satipratthan. You will then have to come down here to play your parts." The Father says to you, "You souls have become impure, and you therefore remember the Purifier Father in order to become pure." It is such a wonder that such a tiny soul plays such a big part. This is called a wonder. He cannot be seen. Some say that they want to have a vision of the Supreme Soul. The Father says, "What vision would you have of such a tiny soul? I am someone you have to know, but it is difficult to see me." Souls have received all of those physical organs in order to play their parts. How great the part that the soul plays is a wonder. No soul ever wears out. This is an imperishable drama, and it is predestined. You cannot ask when it was created. It is called eternal. Ask people, "When did you start burning Ravan? When did you start studying the scriptures?" Because they don't know, they would say, "Since time immemorial." They are confused. The Father sits here and explains in the same way that children are taught. You know that you were completely senseless and that you now have unlimited understanding. Those are limited studies, whereas this is unlimited. It is the day for half a cycle and the night for half a cycle. You cannot experience the slightest sorrow for 21 births. It is said, "May not even a hair of yours become tangled. No one can cause you sorrow there. The very name is the land of happiness." There is no happiness here. The main thing is purity. A very good character is needed. Everything is explained to you children very clearly. There is damage and loss. The Father now says, "There is no question of benefit at this time. Now there will be loss and further loss. The time for destruction is coming, and so just see what happens at that time. When there isn't any rain, grain becomes so expensive. No matter how much they say that there will be a lot of grain after 3 years, they still have to import grain from abroad. The time will come when you won't be able to get a single grain. So many calamities are to come. They call those godly calamities. When there isn't any rain, there will definitely be famine. All the elements, etc., are going to get worse. In many places, rain causes so much damage." You children know that the Father is establishing the eternal deity religion. This is your aim and objective. You are being made into Narayan from ordinary humans once again. Only the Unlimited Father teaches you these unlimited lessons. However much someone studies, he claims a status accordingly. The Father inspires you to make effort. If you make less effort, you will claim a low status. A teacher would explain to students, when you make others similar to yourselves, it can be known that you study well and also teach others. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. There are huge burdens of sin on your heads. Remember me and your sins will be burnt away. This is a spiritual pilgrimage. Also teach small children to remember Shiv Baba. They too have a right. They wouldn't understand that they have to consider themselves to be souls and remember the Father. No, they will only remember Shiv Baba. By making effort, they too can be benefited. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to claim the status of Narayan from an ordinary human, study these unlimited lessons with the Unlimited Father and also teach others. Do the service of making others similar to yourself. 2. Make effort to remove the strings of attachment and greed. Reform your character in such a way that no evil spirits can enter you. Blessing. May you be happy and fortunate and create the fortune of others by being aware of God and your fortune. From Amrit Vela until night time, be aware of your different types of fortune and continue to sing this song. Wah, my elevated fortune. Only those who remain aware of God and their fortune are able to create the fortune of others. To be a Brahmin means to be constantly fortunate, constantly to have the fortune of happiness. No one has the courage to reduce the happiness of Brahmin souls. Each Brahmin is happy and has the fortune of happiness. It is impossible for happiness to leave Brahmin life. Even if you leave your body, your happiness cannot disappear. Slogan. Leave the swings of Maya and constantly swing in the swing of supersensuous joy. Om Shanti.